Today we go into our second message on the subject of individual witnessing. And if you followed our homework that we assigned you last week, you will have very carefully read the leaflet part of the little packet called Beginning with Christ. And there you will have noticed the three major attacks of Satan on a young Christian and how they can be met. There is the matter of doubt of salvation and how the Scripture, the Word of God, is God's means to meet this particular attack. And then Satan's attack by way of temptation in 1 Corinthians 10:13, which assures us that God will make a way to escape that we may be able to bear it. Then the third attack of the enemy in the case we should fail and sin should suddenly crop up in our lives, then we are assured by the Scripture that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, you will want to be sure not to mislay this little booklet called Beginning with Christ. You will need it for your own participation in this course, these series of messages. And then, too, you will find it will be very helpful to put in the hands of the person that the Lord privileges you to help and perhaps to lead to Christ. I don't know if you've ever had the privilege of leading a person to the Lord, but as we mentioned last time, it is one of the greatest thrills, one of the greatest privileges that can come to a Christian. Just to see the joy on the face, to see the transformed life as a result of personal trust in Christ, is in itself well worth all the effort. And then, of course, to think what it means that a soul is saved for eternity. Further, just to reflect on the fact that the Lord Jesus so loved the world that He died, that He carried our sins in His own body on the tree out of love for us, that in itself is sufficient reason for us to want to share that message with others by way of individual witnessing. Now, last time we used as our text Matthew 4:19, where the Lord Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, in that passage, you remember, the command is to follow Him, and the promise is that He will make us fishers of men. Many say, "Well, I cannot witness. I am not in the Lord's work full time. I have not had sufficient background for this." But you can witness, and you can witness it effectively, because the Lord Jesus promised to make us fishers of men. We may not all fish with a net like Peter, under whose preaching 3,000 people were saved at one time, but we can fish with a pole and a line one at a time, like Andrew, who brought Peter to the Lord. You can witness. Our responsibility is to follow Christ. In these messages, we are seeking to show you how to better follow Him and thus become better prepared for effective individual witnessing to your friends and neighbors. The first thing, as we mentioned last week, is that you must be born again yourself and have an assurance of your own salvation. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:12, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." And that you have, based in the Scripture, a rock-ribbed assurance and an inner witness by the Spirit of God that you are indeed a child of His. Then, you'll need to become equipped, because we are involved in a spiritual battle. And these are spiritual matters that necessitate spiritual tools, spiritual weapons. And that tool is the Word of God. Now, I want to talk with you in today's message about the place of the Word of God in individual witnessing. In Luke chapter 8, the Lord Jesus told the story, or we have the record of the story, that the Lord Jesus told of the sower who went forth to sow. And he sowed seed. Some fell on the good ground, some in thorny ground, some in stony ground. And in telling the meaning of the story, the Lord Jesus said, "The seed is the Word of God." Now, in witnessing to others about Christ, that is the seed that we are to sow, the Word of God. In 1 Peter 1:23, the Scripture says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." It's the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which when planted in the fertile soil of the heart, springs forth under the power of the Holy Spirit, and a person is born again. You could not be born again, you could not be saved apart from the Word of God. So any successful witness for Christ, any person who wants to be a fisher of men, must be skilled, at least become more skilled, in the use of the Word of God in individual witnessing, because this is the seed to the sower. It's interesting to note, by the way, that in Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 11, we find that this same word, which is seed to the sower, becomes bread to the eater. That is, when the person comes to know Christ as Savior, having been born again by the Spirit of God, then this same word becomes food for his soul. It is bread to the eater. As the Scripture says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." Therefore, in order to become equipped for effective individual witnessing, we must come to know the Scriptures. Furthermore, the Bible, and the Bible only, shows the way of salvation. In 2 Timothy 3:15, and you should make note of that reference, 2 Timothy 3:15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Notice there that it's the Holy Scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. They point to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, as I indicated before, the Bible, the Word of God, is the only weapon for this spiritual conflict. And we need to reflect for a moment the condition of a person outside of Christ, the one to whom we would witness, and the one to whom we would make Christ real. We are told about these in Acts 26:18, for instance, "to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God." A person who is outside of Christ, according to the Bible, is blinded, is in darkness, and is under the power of Satan. And again, in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, we read these words, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Here we see that the enemy, Satan, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, and he has blinded their minds concerning a particular message, namely the gospel. Now, how are we to give sight to the blind? How can we bring a person from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God? Will any argument that you have or that I have suffice? Definitely not. To wage a spiritual battle, to be engaged in a spiritual warfare, we must use spiritual weapons. Now, what are they? In Ephesians 6:17, we read, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." That is our weapon that we are to use, the Scriptures, the Word of God. As an illustration of using this weapon in spiritual warfare, just turn to Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, we have the account of the temptation of the Lord Jesus in the wilderness. We read beginning with verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And in meeting that attack of Satan, the Lord Jesus quoted a portion of Scripture from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And as someone has said, when dealing with the devil, don't argue, quote. And this is also true in effective individual witnessing, that we must show them what the Bible has to say, to use the Word of God, the spiritual weapon that has been placed at our disposal. But someone says, well, I can't quote the Bible. Some people say they don't believe the Bible. But may I ask you, does that make it any less the sword of the Spirit? Do you mean to tell me that God, who created heaven and earth, and who spoke this word, cannot use it to penetrate a heart, whether that person says he believes it or not? In Jeremiah 23:29, the Scripture says, Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You will find that the Spirit of God will use the Word of God to penetrate a heart in a miraculous way. It is still the Scriptures that the Holy Spirit uses to first bring conviction of sin and show the need of the Savior. Second, to show them that Christ is the Savior they need. Third, show them how to receive Christ as Savior. Four, to answer their difficulties that are hindering them from receiving Christ. And five, give them assurance of salvation. So the Bible is an indispensable weapon in individual witnessing. Well, now then, how are you to come to know the Bible? Is there some means that is more effective than another to equip you quickly for effective witnessing? Yes, I believe there is. And one of the fastest ways that I know to come to know the Bible for effective individual witnessing is through Scripture memory. By hiding portions of Scripture on the tables of your heart, you'll find that it will fill your heart with something to say. And it'll be like the Scripture says in Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Then said I will not speak of him, nor make mention of him, but his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not keep quiet. It will not only fill your heart with something to say, but it will permit you to speak with confidence. And in addition to that, it's through the Word hidden in the heart that you can have victory over sin in your own life. Now, for our homework for this next week, would you take the little booklet, A Beginning with Christ, and reread the leaflet very, very carefully. And then turn to the back, where there's a little packet with the five verses of Scripture printed on cards, and take the first of those, 1 John 5:11 and 12, and seek to commit it to memory between now and next week. Work on the verse every day and review it every day until it becomes just part of you.